This is the audio mail for the 21st of November, and I'm doing a 6-minute story here, and its first line is trivia, and it's called Consequence. Trivia. I always liked useless information, like all the actors to have played Doctor Who, even though diehards will know that the character was called the Doctor. The names of the seven dwarves in the Grimm's fairy tale, and how many deadly sins there were. So when I was asked by the man himself, if man is the right word, what is my name? I knew what it wasn't. It wasn't Frankenstein. That was the name of his creator, but so many thought it was the name of his monstrous offspring. Frankenstein's monster was possibly the closest he'd ever come to an identity. How I came to be confronted by the creature must wait until another time. However, he demanded an answer. My youngest child whispered her wisdom in his mottled ear, and he smiled and left us safe and alone. I asked later what she said. Consequence, she replied. And that's the first story for today. And the next story is entitled "You Get What You Wished For," and its opening line is "Wait, so he hit you." You get what you wish for. Wait, so he hit you? The young adventurer asked, sliding another drink across the worn tabletop, hoping to lubricate my throat, if not my imagination. That's right. A real, genuine djinn. He interrupted me. That's a genie, right? Yes, genie. You know, from an old oil lamp? Yes. Very good, young man. I took a sip of the proffered whiskey. So what did you say to him? Why was he so angry? Well, he told me, before you start, you can't wish for more wishes. And I said, I wish you could. That's when he hit me. And let's see if we can try and squeeze in another one. Just to see how we get. Yeah, here we go. This one's opening line is "Giving in wasn't an option." And it's entitled "Move Down the Bus." Giving in wasn't an option. She, he'd not had time to ask her name, had wept, pleaded, then finally agreed. Shuddering the way he'd imagine a suicide would, cutting his own wrist, he should ask her a name at least, placed the unpinned grenades, one at a time, behind his back. The release lever successfully pinned between spine and the plastic that had separated driver from passengers. He felt their edges anew as he extended his arms to push against the bus's folding doors. Good girl. Get upstairs when it's safe. When they're gone, when they're all gone, come down. Until then, keep quiet. The bite mark and the scratches were showing signs of Z. It wouldn't be long now. Not long before he was the same as those he was preventing from entering. They could sense it, too. Shelley, I'm Shelley, she said, giving him the last gift of her humanity before he lost his. She climbed the spiral stairs. Not long now. So we've had three short 6-minute short stories, and that's enough for tonight, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye.